From NPR and WNYC, coming to you from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. I'm Jonathan Colton. Now here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Wow! How awesome! Very nice to have you. Welcome, welcome. So right now, we have four brilliant contestants. They are waiting backstage, laying out their clothes, getting ready for the first day of trivia. And one of them will be our big winner. And it is also, it's the end of summer, Jonathan.
It is the end of summer, thank goodness.
I know. How was the last couple weeks of your summer?
Fine. It's getting to that time where I'm super excited for the kids to go back to school.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You have two kids.
And it's the thing about having two kids is that when you are on vacation, it is sort of the worst time.
It's a lot
more relaxing when you can actually just go to work like a normal person.
Yes. The word vacation, I have one child, and everyone's like, did you go on a vacation? I was like, no, it wasn't a vacation. No, that's a trip.
That's a trip. A trip and a half.
That's a trip and a half.
Yeah.
So where did you go, though?
We went to Disneyland.
What part of Disneyland did you like?
The older I get, the less capable I am of dealing with motion sickness. So, you know, we went on a few rides. And then to take a little break, we went on the Winnie the Pooh ride, which is one of these dark rides on a car that just sort of goes through a thing. But the car kind of rocks on its chassis like it's a boat. And by the end of it, I was like, I gotta sit down. So it was really the Winnie the Pooh ride that knocked me out.
Aww. You were poo-pooed by the Winnie the Pooh ride.
Yes, I was.
I have one child. My child is two, so we're not at that level yet. I know my life. I don't really have the resources. Like, I could offer two kids crappy lives, or I could give my one child an incredible, mediocre life. That's how I see it. Our special guest is actress Rose Byrne. You know her from Bridesmaids, the TV show Damages, and she stars in a new film called Juliet Naked. I haven't seen the film yet, but I hope at the end she gets a coat. She's been in so many of my favorite things. Bridesmaids. I mean, I just loved that movie. I was crazy about that movie. I love the character she played, Helen, the nemesis bridesmaid. So brilliant. And like, just what a great embodiment of a comedic character. We have tons of cool games in the show. We're going to talk about celebrities, literature. We have a game about regional slang. I love regional slang, area-specific vernacular. I read about this, that there's a town in Arizona named Surprise. And when you throw a surprise party there, when you jump out, you have to go, didn't see this coming. I did a deep lunge for you people. Come on. That is some public radio athleticism right there. All right, let's meet some contestants and play some games, everybody. Our first game is about regional slang. For example, Americans call it mayonnaise, but in Canada, we call it terror sauce. Let's meet our contestants. First up, Jerrianne Gall. You are an internet entrepreneur, and now you're here.
Yes, hi. Hello. I'm so happy to be here. Thank you.
Happy to have you. So when you ring in, we're going to hear this. Magical. Yes. Mm-hmm. Your opponent is Nikki Palumbo. You're a comedy writer at Google.
Hello. Yes, hi.
How are you? When you ring in, we're going to hear this. Jerrianne and Nikki, whoever has more points after two games will move on to our final round. So this is a guessing game called It's an Albany Expression. In this game, we're going to give you an expression found in the Dictionary of American Regional English. It is compiled and maintained by researchers at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. These are regional slang words from the past or present. And you're just going to tell us the word's definition, but don't worry, we're going to give you multiple choices. Here we go. The next time you're in New Hampshire, make sure you steer clear of that crom. Is that A, men who touch your lower back without permission? B, food waste? Or C, raw flax-based granola? Nikki.
C.
Good guess, but it is incorrect.
Cool.
Sorry. Jerrianne, can you steal?
Food waste.
That is the correct answer, yeah. Crom is food waste. Men who touch your lower back without permission are usually called Gary or Charles. If you're on a ridey bob in Kentucky, are you A, playing on a seesaw, B, sitting in a motorcycle sidecar, or C, grabbing apples with your mouth while riding on a moving tractor? Jerrianne.
I like the seesaw idea.
That is correct. Yeah, it's a seesaw. A ridey bob.
When someone in Massachusetts mentions diddly-dees, they're talking about A, pine needles, B, a Cambridge Club drug, or C, a catchy song you can't remember the words to. Jerrianne.
That's got to be C, the song.
I'm sorry, it is not C. What? You really like the letter C. Nikki, do you know the answer?
If I had to guess, A.
You do have to guess, and yes, that is the answer. If you encounter a table tapper in North Carolina, you are A, on a very boring date, B, listening to an amateur preacher, or C, attending a seance. Jerrianne.
I'm going to go with the preacher.
Yes, listening to an amateur preacher, that's right.
In Washington, D.C., what is a slug? A, the last person to vote in Congress. B, a hitchhiking commuter who helps drivers meet carpool lane requirements. Or C, literally anyone or anything in Washington, D.C. Nikki.
B?
Yes, that is exactly what slugs are. Yeah. It's a thing. Slugging is also practiced in Houston and San Francisco. Were you aware of the slugging
in
San Francisco?
Very aware of it. Yeah. There's informal spots that are like, if you're in the know, you just wait on that corner and then cars will just pull over and pick you up and it's totally safe.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. It's like pre-Uber pool kind of,
renegade. Absolutely.
Very good. That was a very close game. Jerrianne, you are in the lead. Well done.